In 2003, Deborah Scranton declined an offer from the New Hampshire National Guard to be an embedded journalist in Iraq. Instead, the former TV reporter trained soldiers themselves to be cinematographers and kept in touch with them by email. The result, The War Tapes, won the Best Documentary Prize at this year's Tribeca Film Festival. Film critic David Edelstein, who was a member of that jury, has a review.
In the 60s, the critic Michael Arlen called Vietnam the living room war because TV brought the bloodshed into people's homes. But even with today's small light cameras, TV reporters in Iraq have been hamstrung when it comes to getting close to the action, first by government restrictions on their movements, then by the escalating danger of being kidnapped or blown up by roadside bombs. The director Deborah Scranton found a way around the problem in 2004. With the approval of the National Guard, she supplied several guardsmen stationed in Iraq with mini DVD cameras, along with tripods to mount them on vehicles. The upshot, The War Tapes, is among the most revelatory documentaries of the Iraq War years. This isn't raw cinema verite. Scranton and her team edited more than 1,000 hours of tape down to a taut hour and a half. And the film's 96-minute running time includes interviews with family and friends back home. Yet the movie gives you a sense both of the dread of waiting for the violence to erupt and the panic of actual engagement. Although several guardsmen sent back footage, Scranton focuses on just three. Sergeant Steve Pink is a carpenter and an aspiring writer.
Every once in a while, as we're driving down the road, creeping along on patrol, I have a reoccurring epiphany. This is happening and will have a lasting impact on me for the rest of my life. A debate we had earlier in the day over the consistency and texture of a severed limb was not some far-off grotesque assumption. It was a genuine argument between the guy who swears it resembles hamburger, ground up but uncooked, and the guy who believes it looks more like a raw pot roast. There is no argument, however, that human intestines are pink pork sausage links, if, of course, you imagine a butcher's block as the background instead of the screaming, then soon quietly moaning casualty.
The second subject, Specialist Mike Moriarty, is a gung-ho patriot who cites September 11th and the lives of his kids as reasons for going to Iraq, and who sometimes mouths nukem platitudes to stay revved up, even when confronted by Iraqi police instead of insurgents.
Come on, m****ers, I dare you to shoot just once. Oh, thank you.
Keep going, brother. You want to play? They're shooting at me. I don't give a f*** if they're the Pope.
Sergeant Zach Bazzi is the more inscrutable specimen, a Lebanese-American whose doting mother brought him to the U.S. from what was, she says, the worst place on earth, and who enlisted to go to another as soon as he came of age. She can't understand it, and neither can he fully. There's little talk about why the Americans are in Iraq, only that, according to Zach, they've been taught next to nothing about the culture of the people whose country they occupy. The War Tapes portrays day-to-day life in a world without a compass. A soldier carves a wooden pistol because he's not allowed to carry a real one. Guardsmen express irritation with Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root, which runs all the American stores and charges hefty amounts for paper plates of bad food. We don't see anyone hit by bullets, but the camera is on the fringes when a convoy comes upon an IED, an improvised explosive device.
Are we on fire?
IED! IED! IED!
Because of the Geneva Convention, the only footage the director couldn't show was of the dead insurgents from that battle. But we see plenty of bodies of civilians. In the film's most haunting scene, the camera surveys pieces of a young woman who made the mistake of crossing a road on which American trucks barrel recklessly along. A soldier says he watched helpless as she was knocked unconscious by one truck and then turned into, well, it looked to me like hamburger. But that description isn't his. He's weeping that his people have just killed someone they were sent there to protect. When the three guardsmen return to the U.S., Scranton just scratches the surface of the scars they bear, in part out of respect for men who revealed so much already, in part because not a lot needs to be said. The war tapes make the case not that war is hell, but that this war is a corrosive mixture of hell and purgatory, with carnage so random and ubiquitous, it would be laughably absurd if it weren't so tragic.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.